right beside me.
Good people in New York, today is the 21-year anniversary of the biggest lie ever told that's come with unprecedented consequences. The deaths of millions of people. A surveillance state. The sacrifice of our rights and liberties. How many of you guys know of the day before 9/11? One day before 9/11, who remembers what happened? Donald Rumsfeld. He said the Pentagon had lost $2.3 trillion. And he said in that same speech that the Pentagon was going to have to become transparent and drastically reduce its budget. Well, the very next day, what happened? Go see if you can find yourself a copy of the New York Times from September 11, 2001. That story's right there on the cover. $2.3 trillion missing from the Pentagon. Well, guess what? Everybody forgot that story, and you know why. It's because those towers came down in a perfect demolition. And it wasn't just buildings 1 and 2. It was also building 7 hours later in the day. And what did they call 9/11? They called it the new Pearl Harbor. What day was Pearl Harbor? It was 1/2/7, wasn't it? December 7th. Buildings 1, 2, and 7 in the new Pearl Harbor. Kid, if you're just walking by, we're educating about an ancient, simple practice of coding numbers into words. It's a simple truth. Shout out to the man. He's here. He's going to speak in a moment. In gematria, ground zero equals 127. The terminology of ground zero came from the Manhattan Project. The original definition for ground zero is the point above or below ground where a hydrogen, atomic, or nuclear bomb explodes. Think about that for a moment. There was a great force on 9/11 that turned those buildings to dust. They fell into their own footprint. The new Pearl Harbor. Did you guys know that Pentagon construction began on September 11th, 1941, right before Pearl Harbor? If you didn't know that, you should look it up. Do you know what they reported at the Pentagon? There was no evidence of a plane, but they said Flight 77 hit the plane. Or hit the Pentagon, excuse me. And if you look it up in the 9/11 Commission report, it says it took off at 8:20 and it crashed at 9:37. Well, do the math on that. That is 77 minutes later. So Flight 77 on the Pentagon's birthday crashes into it 77 minutes later. And not only that, but Washington, D.C. is on the 77th Meridian West. The Pentagon is also 77 feet tall. If you learn gematria, you will find that when you spell out the words of September 11th, it equals 77. When you write out World Trade Center, it equals 77. When you write out the Manhattan Project, it equals 77. Think of the odds of these things. These buildings that come down in Manhattan, and they call it ground zero. The only three steel frame buildings to collapse in history from fire all fell on 9/11. How come the Empire State Building didn't fall down when the plane flew into it? Why is the Empire State Building still standing? We all learned in New York when a plane hits a building, it doesn't even have to hit a plane. You know, again, you guys, we had two planes in three buildings. But the Empire State Building, built with older architecture, stood?
We're on the course.
How?
We're on the corner.
How, you guys?
And Church Street.
You know why we go along with this? Street. It's because of what happened to us in slave school. We learned that we weren't supposed to question the authority, didn't we? We were supposed to just circle, yeah, Christopher Columbus, he discovered the nation. Who cares about the people who are here? Shout out to Howard Zinn, who wrote A People's History of the United States. He documented Columbus's letter about how easy it was to murder the Native Americans, how easy it was to rape their women. And we celebrate that guy every year in this nation. That's the kind of nation we live in, that we celebrate a guy who liked to pick on people who had lesser technology, murder them, rape their women, take their land, and then we say, you know, he found the country. Come on, you guys. We've been taught our whole lives to believe what the authority tells us. Let's spell it together. Can we even spell it? We all, that American education, it didn't do much of us, or any of us, much good. But have we ever spelled out believe? Have we ever spelled out the word believe? Let's spell it out. B. E-L-I-E. We're going to stop right there. Yeah, there's a lie. I know, I'm not that dumb. But there's lie right in the middle, isn't there? L-I-E. believe. Have you guys heard Anderson Cooper? It's safe and effective. You're not a real man if you haven't been pokey-doked. And by the way, this segment was brought to you by Pfizer. And here we're going to report about their record profits and also tell you about the sudden adult death syndrome. It's all just a coincidence, you guys. Just keep believing the authorities. It's safe and effective. Who needs to think? Who needs to question? Just believe the authority. Trust me, I learned this lesson a lot in school because I used to question a lot and I'd piss off my teachers and I had a very good regular relationship with the principal. A lot of people thought I was a problem when I was a child. I'm a problem child. He doesn't respect authority. You know why I didn't respect authority growing up? Because I was being told I was free in the slave room where I was bored off my ass, where I already knew everything they were teaching me. 12 years, 13 years of the most boring, basic bullshit.
Mind control. Being told
things like Christopher, how many years did I have to learn about Christopher Columbus, the great discoverer?
Discovering someplace, somewhere people lived
already. You guys, I'm from Seattle, Washington. You should go to Seattle, you guys. They're building the surveillance state there at Big Tech, the face recognition, all the stuff that's going to further enslave us. And you know who's building that technology? It's not Americans. It's people from other countries on work visas. You know why they're doing that? Because we Americans aren't smart enough for those tech jobs because they made us stunted. They dumbed us down. They wasted our time. In India and in China, they teach math and science. They don't teach their kids that Christopher Columbus discovered their land. You guys, we're so used to bullshit, we don't know what anything else tastes like. I've been speaking a lot. There's a lot of other great speakers here. I am going to pass the mic. But please stand around and listen. There's a lot of great minds here. And you guys, we really do need to change this world. We are losing our rights and liberties. This is not the land of the free, the home of the brave. But we really need to make it that, and we need to do it fast.
It's the home of the slave right now.
What does that look like?
This man said, how do we do that? What does that look like? I have an idea what that looks like. No longer are we participating in any of the lies. We're not complying with what we're told to do or the agendas. We're not going out and voting in rigged selections.
Selections.
Let me tell you something about Joe Biden and Donald Trump. They're both Jesuit stooges. Joe Biden happens to be from Scranton, Pennsylvania, the home of The Office that ran 201 episodes where they put the number in damn near every episode. It's because there's a major Jesuit prep school in Scranton and you see the flag in every episode.
Talk your shit.
Joe Biden, when he became senator-elect in 72, just days later, his wife and daughter died in a car crash. What's the one with the laptop? Oh yeah, Hunter Biden survived. But anyhow, his wife and daughter died on Limestone Road. What does Limestone Road equal in gematria? Well, it just happens to equal 201. And what was made out of limestone? The pyramids. How many remaining layers of stone are on the pyramids?
201.
201. Look it up. What does Great Pyramid of Giza equal in gematria?
201.
Exactly, 201. And what day was the Great Seal drawn up for this nation? It was June 13th, 1782, the day leaving 201 days left in the year. And of course, the pyramid is on that. A mark of the builders. Like how there were two towers that became zero, that became one. And you can tell they're paying tribute to the pyramid with this design. Take a look. Take a look. Now, more recently, Joe Biden's son, Beau Biden, kicked the bucket at age 46, the same age JFK had his head blown off at, age 46. And we told people over a year in advance why Joe Biden would become number 46 because the election was November 3rd, 2020, exactly 46 weeks after the Pope's birthday. In the Catholic Bible, there are 46 books in the Old Testament. And in gematria, Catholic equals 46. Again, JFK, the only Catholic president before Biden, number 46. And wasn't it so nice that they made it so that number 46 took office in the year the President's Day fell on the 46th day of the year. That happened to be February 15th, 15/2. Joe Biden equals 152. These people are born for the throne. But but also Beau Biden dead at 46. Joe Biden inaugurated on 20/1 is number 46. The same Jesuit priest who was the president of Georgetown did the funeral and the inauguration. And I'll give you one guess what his name equals in gematria. It's Leo Jeremiah O'Donovan, which equals?
201.
201, you guys. You learn this number, you will understand who runs this nation. You will understand why the coronavirus simulation was called Event 201, put on by the Jesuit Klaus Schwab. You'll understand why the first Jesuit Pope, Pope Francis, is the first to live in Suite 201. And if you guys want to know where it's coming from, again, you must look into Kabbalah. The original code of letters and numbers is in Hebrew. And in Hebrew gematria, the word light equals 201. There's a secret society that was founded in 1776 on May 1st, just before this country, and that was the Order of Illuminati by the Jesuit Adam Weishaupt. Order of Illuminati equals 201. Illuminati in the light. In Hebrew, light 201. We are the people that are kept in the dark. And how do they keep us in the dark? By lying to us, by filling our heads with fear. And look at us. We are so scared of the truth.
Where does Mario Jorge Bergoglio live?
Again, Martin Luther King Jr. said, those who do not speak against evil are part of it. To bring this back, Adam Weishaupt died November 18th, 1830. 201 days after the anniversary of the establishment of the Illuminati. If you do not know the history of the Jesuits, they were brought about because of the Protestant Reformation. Again, Martin Luther, he wrote two texts. One was called the 95 Theses. The other, that they talk about a lot less, was called the Jews and Their Lies. And understand, I'm not against Catholics or Jews. We're preaching unity, but we're also talking real history. Understand that in gematria, Jewish mysticism equals 201. Remember, State of Israel equals 201. David Ben-Gurion, who declared Israel a nation, he died in history 201 days after the establishment anniversary of Israel. This number is across the world. Again, we just had the death of the Queen 201 days after being diagnosed with COVID. Last year in the UK, Captain Tom died 201 days after being knighted. And if you don't know who Captain Tom is, he was remembered for the Burma campaign. And he died one day after Burma's government fell to a military order. If you look into that military order, their establishment day just happens to be the same day the Jesuits were recognized by Roman history. September 27th, the day leaving 95 days left in the year, and the Jesuits' original purpose was to counter the 95 Theses. And again, that's why Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated on the 95th day in 1968, the same year so many agendas went into motion. Again, that's the year 911 became the dialing code, World Trade Center construction began, George W. Bush got out of Yale, Skull and Bones. Again, we went over to Afghanistan, brought back the poppy production. The world's flooded with opium and heroin and Percocets and fentanyl.
That's a song, right? A song that you bought on the radio.
Yeah, Future. Yeah.
Anyway, I already said all this, you guys. Let's get another speaker on here. Thank you to everyone who listens and spreads the words. All of you guys who march by and don't do anything and don't care, understand. You better go home tonight and listen to Martin Luther King Jr.'s speech from a year to the day of his assassination. He said, those who do not speak against evil and the lies of this nation are part of it and are the problem. Arthur, you want to do it?